Hello, Loni. You guys just had 2 hours of me, and you're about to have another hour of me. Oh, okay. Technically, this is a general BOD show, so this means that any person in eBoard could take this slot, and or in the eBoard of the club, any person in the eBoard of the club could take this slot and not do whatever they want with it, but kind of, this is going to be the interview slot, interview segment every Sunday. They're going to have an interview. They're going to interview a band. They're going to interview whoever they really want to interview. Can you mute my thing real quick? My bad. They're going to interview whoever really they want to interview. This week, it fell on me because I figure I might end up doing it every weekend, but I don't really know how it's going to work in the future. So, the Woney executives, the higher-ups, they asked me to interview a band this Sunday. And the band I have chosen is currently in the studio. I wish they had headphones. There's no headphones. There's only one headphone thing. Holden's setting up his thing. It's not working. It doesn't really matter.
Shortly.
It doesn't really matter.
No.
But some of my good friends are in the studio right now, so we're just going to get it going. I have interns in here, too. We're going to just get a move on. Hold on. I need something very important to me. Without further ado, the greatest band of all time, Orange Grove. Orange Grove. Wait. What is it? Okay. Okay, that one's working. Pretty close. But it doesn't really matter. I'll tell you. I'll hear it. Okay, mic 2 and 3 are on. Go. It's hot. Wait, hold up. Talk.
Yo.
Okay.
This is mic 2.
That's mic 3. So you're at mic 3.
Mic 3.
Mic 2 is also on. So, all right.
No, that's mic 4.
Oh. Mic 4 is broken. This is the lovely interview between you guys. Can just share, the three of you can share that mic, I guess.
How's it going?
All right. Without further ado, Orange Grove.
It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm flipping so bad, I think. All right. So, why don't you guys state your name and business? All of you. All five of you. This studio is packed to the brim right now. All right, go.
My name's Holden. I play rhythm guitar.
I'm Aiden. I play bass.
My name's Jasmine. I sing.
I'm Sean, the lead guitarist.
I'm Jake, and I play drums.
Okay, that's beautiful. All right. So yeah, interns handing me stuff, you know. These people, you know, I'm big stuff in the radio station these days. So you guys all just said what you played, right, too?
Yeah.
One question, I've been friends with you guys for a minute. What question, like, this is my one question that I have. Why, this is the only question I have. No, I'm just kidding. Why is your band name Orange Grove? I never understood it, and I think it's funny because I know multiple things like named Orange Grove, and I like constantly wonder. Like, I feel like I know a lot of things, not bands named Orange Grove, but like things named Orange Grove, like places named Orange Grove. I don't know. Explain though, please.
The name actually comes from a beach town that my family goes to every year. It's called Ocean Grove. We were playing around with a few names in the beginning of last year. They didn't stick. I was really pushing for a band name called Tina's Secret. No one really vibed with it. So I put some names on me and Jake's door. Like, there was a whiteboard you could write on. I had people vote for what band name they thought that was the best. And Orange Grove won. So it's a little play on words with Ocean Grove.
Interesting. Someone's saying we sound quiet. Hold on. If you talk, you could all like switch off questions. If you talk, just make sure you're talking into the mic. Basically, that's very interesting. That's very interesting. So it's a place named Ocean Grove, but it's not Orange Grove.
It's inspired by Ocean Grove.
Okay.
And it has a special place in my heart.
For the people listening, what kind of music do you guys play?
We play a lot of, like, indie rock and indie kind of stuff and just rock in general, but I don't know. We've covered some shoegaze songs. We've covered Hum. We've covered some heavier stuff as well.
Hum is a crazy pick.
I think also, like, pop rock.
Yeah.
We've done No Doubt.
Mm-hmm.
We've done Olivia Rodrigo, Taylor
Sublime.
Swift,
Green Day.
Sublime, Green Day.
Y'all did that.
Pilots? Wait.
That Olivia. Wait, my bad. That Olivia Rodrigo song, bro, I remember when I first heard y'all play that, and I didn't know any of you, and I was like, this fan's playing Olivia Rodrigo, bro.
That was before you knew us?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
But I think I was just upset because that same night, I don't remember if it was you guys or if it was Wits End, but you played one song that we, like, needed to play. You remember
right.
that?
Right, I do remember that.
We found out that...
What
we
was
found
it?
Out that there was... Was it, like... No, I thought
it
we
was,
had that problem with Wits End.
One that was going to be on our set, too, I think.
Was
who
it
got
it was
for you?
It was
no.
My band was we hadn't practiced in months. We literally hadn't practiced in months. The first show we had like 30 minutes of practice before. We had like picked songs that like some people knew. I didn't even know them. I didn't know the song that we were doing was my own worst enemy, right? You remember it was that. My own worst enemy, and I was supposed to sing it, but I didn't know how to play it. Like so we were just like scrounging for songs to play. And then all of a sudden I hear that you guys are playing it. And I'm like, Jake, you need to not do that song. We need to play the song like you don't understand. And you're like, sorry, bro, hands tied. And then, like, mid, we're, like, getting ready to play. And it's like, you guys had already played. And then it was Wits End. And then Wits End plays the same song. And I'm like, bro, how are we, like, we can't catch a break right
now,
bro.
Did you do Ocean Man?
We did Ocean Man, and we did, we just jammed.
Yo, you guys did Time.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
That was really cool.
No, but this is an interview for you guys.
Shout out Coleslaw.
Shout out Coleslaw, but this is y'all's interview, bro.
Law is law.
Well, we could... I'm going to ask another question, and then we could take, like, a little break. I want to know what... Like, how y'all know each other. Because I know all of you, but, like, I don't know where y'all's paths crossed, so...
We all work at the Yellow Deli.
That's facts. I was just there today. Great food.
Nah, I guess, I know how I met all of them. They all met previously. I mean, Jake and Holden were roommates already. Aiden and Jasmine knew each other already, and then that's how they met the rest of our friends. How I met the rest of them is I didn't know any of them. I was supposed to go play Wii Sports with people I just met on, like, the first or second day of school. And I went to the wrong way in, like, a Littell. And I went downstairs, and I passed Jake and Holden's room, and their door was wide open. And I was like, oh, I hear a guitar. So, obviously, I went back, and I was like, I gotta see what that's all about. Went in there, played some guitar for them, and then I just sat down for the rest of the night. And I guess that was it. I also like to add that I was in a wife beater and pajamas, so...
He just kind of stumbled into our lives.
Key detail. The wife beater is a key detail.
Is there more? I feel like there's
that. Dude, that can't be it.
There's Jake being my roommate is no accident. his charming looks were for the first thing that got me.
Thank
the second
Lord.
Was... So... On Instagram, there's a page for the freshmen. It's like a page to like discover like roommates and reach out to people. I wasn't really vibing with anyone's like post until I saw just the drum set. That's all I needed to know. If you've ever been in a band, you know that drummers are not a dime a dozen.
I thought you were going to say, if you've ever been in a band, Jake Weissman's been in it.
Probably, that too. He's in between like 7 to 12 bands right now. He's not even sure which ones he's in, but he's in about that many bands.
It's also important to note that all of us being musicians was just coincidence.
Really?
Yeah, that is a coincidence.
That's crazy.
I had Jake as my roommate, and automatically, like, after we were talking about the dorm arrangements, I was like, we should do a band. Like, we're both musicians. Mm-hmm. So, one, I already had the drummer. On orientation day, I met this fool right here, Aiden Gomes, in line. I could tell he was kind of like in the back of the line, a little quiet, and I was like, what's your deal? Started like talking about what bands we liked. I think he might have been wearing like maybe a Deftones shirt or something. He was looking like an outsider for sure. So that's when I...
looking like an outsider for sure.
That's how I met Aiden, and he introduced me to Jasmine and some of our other friends.
Yeah, so me and Jasmine met in high school, and
really?
We were in a band over the summer right before we went away. So that's how me and Jasmine met. Then I kind of introduced Jasmine to Holden and Jake, and then Sean walked in the room while we were all in there. So
that's crazy. Talk about the power of SUNY Oneonta, bro. Mm-hmm. I talk about that all the time. Nobody really understands it, but like I feel like that's a key example of it. You know what I mean? It's like y'all met being freshmen in the first day. You know what I mean? Like, or whatever it was, like just walking down the hall looking for a problem. You know what I mean? Looking for friends, looking for a problem, whatever. And you just stumbled upon it, bro. That's beautiful. All right. You got any? What's your girl's favorite song? Someone pick a favorite song. Pick a song.
We've been into the John Mayer SUNY Oneonta song recently.
Yeah. Wait, is that on Spotify?
I have no
clue. It's on YouTube. It's about 13 seconds.
It's about 8 seconds long. It's really good.
For anyone that doesn't know, John Mayer did a little Zoom video with our school, and they asked him to make a song about SUNY Oneonta.
Oh, I got it right here.
And it's the soundtrack to our life.
All right, this is beautiful. Wait, hold on.
Have you never heard this?
I don't think I have.
It's great.
Whole clips like building your online business.
Never mind, there's an ad. y'all eat today? How about them Yankees?
How about them Yanks?
I don't know nothing about no sports, bro. I know y'all were instead of mixing the witch, you're always playing, watching a game or something, bro.
The Mets take priority every night.
I paused it instead of letting the ad play. Here we go.
Funny question. We want you to sing the word SUNY Oneonta.
SUNY Oneonta?
Dude.
Okay, well, I already have a tempo. SUNY Oneonta, you're gonna want to learn somewhere.
This is making me want to die. Oh my god.
SUNY Oneonta, you're gonna want to learn somewhere, and I don't care. You're going there.
That's crazy, bro. That was John Mayer.
Love John Mayer.
That is the highlight of his career, to be honest with you. I never heard no song by John Mayer before that. But no, legitimately, though, what song do you guys want to play?
I think that we've all been listening to a lot of Karis Flowers recently. So it's basically Maroon 5 before they were Maroon 5.
Before they sold out.
One of the ones we were thinking about playing was Myself.
Okay. What's the band called?
Kara's Flowers, K-A-R-A-S, Flowers, Myself.
Okay, here's Kara's Flowers by... Myself by Kara's Flowers.
I'm doomed, but I feel some small energy expenditure, oh my brothers.
What you got back home, little sister, to play your fuzzy warbles on?
They were getting ready to perform a little of the old in-out on a weepy young that they had there.
Is it some devil that crawls inside of you?
Because I knew what she sang. It was a bit from The Glorious Ninth by Ludwig van.
No time for the old in-and-out, love. I've just come to read the meter.
What we were after now was the old surprise visit. That was a real kick and good for
laughs. All right, I was just doing some training. My bad. All right, here we go. Orange Grove. Oh, I'm hot. Orange Grove, how are you feeling tonight?
Splendid.
Yeah.
Great.
Jasmine, what about you? You've been awfully quiet this interview.
I'm feeling amazing.
You got anything to say? Anything to add in particular?
I don't think so.
They dragged you here, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
I came to Aiden on a gloomy, what was it, a Wednesday night?
Something like that.
Gloomy Wednesday. Gloomy Wednesday. I am coming through hot. Wait, hold on. Gloomy Wednesday night. I came up to him. I was real tired, man. Real tired. I came up to him. I said, yo, y'all want to come on the radio? Y'all want to do a radio show? And he was like, yeah, whatever. That's pretty much how this came to be. So, did you talk about influences yet?
We have not.
Y'all got mad influences. I know. You guys are ready, bro. Come on. Talk about it. What do you guys like to listen to in your free time?
Personally, I listen from anything from Anthrax to ABBA. So there's a lot of influence right there. So
A to A.
I'm very into I'd say like emo and metal, stuff like that. But I think all collectively, most of us are into like My Chemical Romance.
Repping the merch.
That's the collective influence. You too?
Here and there. It's definitely not my like top influence, but I definitely I went through a 21 Pilots, My Chem, who else?
Oh, Panic at the Disco. Back in the day, you're talking
Paramore.
About.
Yeah. I mean, I still listen to them, but it's not like my.
It was a back in the day thing.
Yeah, I still do listen to them, but it's not as much anymore. I'm more of I'm a pop girl. I like pop. I like indie. Yeah, I feel like it ranges from a lot of things.
Interesting. You got anything to add, Johnny Boy?
I like My Chem. I wouldn't say it's a huge influence on my playing.
We all love My Chem.
Yeah, we all love My Chem. I enjoy listening to My Chem and them, but I'm more of a classic guy, so I like the Beatles and Steely Dan.
I can't go wrong with the Beatles, bro.
I like blues too, so I'm a big John Mayer fan. So, I love all that stuff.
You like any other blues though?
B.B. King.
He's the king. You like Muddy Waters? No Muddy Waters.
I do know Muddy Waters.
You know the album Electric Mud?
I don't.
Dude, they plugged him in for the first time, bro. Electric Mud, bro. Give it a listen, bro.
I will have to.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't care. But it's a good album. Muddy Waters, he's like a acoustic guy, you know. Yeah. And then they plugged him in for the first time, and it was like, wow, he's Lou Jimi Hendrix too. And it's came out in 1968, you know what I mean?
I'll take a listen to that
classic album. Whatever, Jake. What are your influences?
I think it's pretty much a culmination of what everyone said. Definitely like Dave Grohl. Unfortunately, saying that now, but yeah, definitely a lot of influence on my playing. A lot of grunge, but recently I've been listening to a lot of fusion and prog music.
Fusion?
Yeah, like jazz fusion.
So what is that like Steely Dan? Did you say Steely Dan, John? No,
I said Sean likes Steely Dan.
Is that Steely Dan or is that not Steely Dan?
I don't know. I'm more like instrumental fusion,
Okay.
You know, Cortex?
I don't, but you need to play something?
Sure, sure. All right, I mean, their most popular song was sampled by MF Doom. It's French. It's 8 October 1971.
I got you.
Two.
Is that what you want to hear?
Sure.
Why not?
Five, 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 five.
There's only one beer left. Rappers screaming all in our ears like they're deaf. Morpheus, Torpheus, but a more metamorphous.
You tiny-brained waffle of other people's bottom. Your mother was a hamster, and your father...
Hey, that's enough, that's enough, that's enough. Orange Grove's still here.
What
are you, guys alive?
Yeah, we're alive.
We're awake.
We just got done with a frisky game of footsie under the table, me and Sean.
There was a nice game of footsie under the table.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think about the state of rock today?
I think a lot of people are wrong when they say rock is dead. Rock is not dead. It's just different than what it was 30 years ago. And I think a lot of people are trying to capture the sound that was made like decades ago. And they really just have to adapt to new changes and make something unique to their own.
Good answer, Holden. Good answer. You got an opinion, Aiden?
That was a good answer, Holden.
Yeah, I think Holden pretty much
covered
that. Yeah.
Holden, goat, question mark? Jasmine, what do you think on the state of rock music today? Come on. Talk to me. Come on. Give me something.
No comment.
No comment.
That's just lead singer
nonsense. I was about to say an unradio-friendly word, but...
Too popular.
She's John Lennon.
She's John Lennon.
She's bigger than the Beatles.
What about you guys got opinions? I know you do. Come on.
Holden basically said what I believe. I mean,
He had that down to like a T.
I think you could see it on the campus and probably campuses all around. Like, people are eager to hear that kind of music, and I think there's more choice than ever now with, like, TikTok. It introduces people to new kinds of music they weren't going to be familiar with in the first place, and I think it's more niched maybe now. Like, there's a billion different subgenres of metal, and I think there's something for everyone, and yeah.
I fully agree.
There's literally playlists on Spotify called Goblin Core Mix, and that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Heavy on that.
Heavy on the Goblin Core.
Heavy on the Goblin Core. clown, break core clown, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They got everything, bro.
Break core's fire, though.
They got Breakcore's crazy. They got everything though, bro. I know exactly what you mean because there's a lot of different music and a lot of different people making music. Like everyone's their own person, you know what I mean? Like,
so I think a big part of it is, I think that the mainstream has kind of shifted because like back in the day when artists got big, it was through record labels and there was only so much entertainment, you know, like MTV was like how a lot of bands in the 90s and 2000s were getting big, and now it's the kind of thing where it's like you can have everything, and it's not just what like a certain show or a certain radio station shows you, so it's a lot harder to get bigger. So there's a lot, I feel like it's very thinned out compared to like years before.
I agree with that fully. I fully agree. I think it's very interesting, the state of music today, because I'm about to go on a tangent, but I think it's very interesting the fact that a lot of these bands that are really massive now, like the bands that are playing stadiums now, who do you got? You got Smashing Pumpkins, you got the Foo Fighters, who else? 90s bands that are really the bands that you're going to go see at a big stadium show now. Who else?
Weezer,
right? Perfect example.
Green Day,
perfect example. Exactly. And these bands that are the massive stadium bands now came from a place, I think they came from a place of like, this is what's happening and we don't want this to be the way it is anymore. In the 80s when they were all coming up, it was like Motley Crue in the stadiums, you know what I mean? It was like Def Leppard and like all these bands that were the hair metal stuff, and that was what was popular then. Now, 30 years down the line, who's playing the stadiums? You know what I mean? It was the same band that, the same Smashing Pumpkins that 30 years ago were like, we're going to defer from this stadium rock, you know what I mean? And now, who's playing the stadiums? You know what I mean? It's like they kind of almost dumbed down to that level of like making money where it came from a spot where they hated it. You know what I'm saying? It came from a place where they didn't like it. And then eventually, you know, time is cyclical. It evolved to where they're doing the same exact thing that the bands they tried to defer from in the beginning were doing then.
Another thing to say about that is I think the reason why a lot of those bands struggle to make relevant and impactful music is because they came from a very underground and, like, let's say, like, very small place, and they don't know how to make music. If they're not going through things that are really like impacting them, they're not like...
You're talking about now? Who are you talking about? You're talking about like big bands like
Smashing Pumpkins? Like Billy Corgan, like what's happening in his 50s? That's like, he's not like going through a breakup. Like, you know, like Green Day, like they were at a point in their lives that was very meaningful to them. And I think...
They're past that point.
They're not like punk.
They're past that point.
They're in their 50s. Like, you can't expect them to make very impactful music that speaks to the youth. And I think we need to see more young people making music.
You can't expect them to make impactful music, but you can expect them to make money.
And they still rock, by the way.
Holden, you sound like the president.
Holden is the president.
We need more young people. We need the youth in the music.
Quite frankly, they're not making rock music like they used to. They're eating the dogs, they say.
I got a trainee who wants to say something. Speak your mind.
We need more music for old people. Absolutely. My mom is stranded on Spotify. She needs help. She needs a lot of help. I try to show her stuff, and she's like, no, 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 no. More music for old people.
Your mom ain't messing with the cemetery, bro.
Personally, I know my mom is listening. Shout out my mom.
Shout out Jake's mom.
Yeah, she's on Spotify, and it's the place for her. I think it differs per person.
I agree with that, because my mother is probably listening as well, and she's like... I made this playlist. Yeah. Like, I'm like, okay, yeah. Shout out Jake's mom, though. She was an awesome help this summer when we were doing our thing. You know what I mean? I played with Jake a bunch this summer.
Thanks, Betsy.
We played a couple shows. We played a few shows.
Yeah, we played a couple shows
here and there, you know. I mean, at the Meat Locker. Oh.
Aiden, were you going to say something?
Yeah, you got something to say? You got something to say?
To all the moms out there, try Pandora. It just picks the music for you.
Facts. Shout out Pandora.
It's gonna go somewhere else.
No. Shout out.
I'm also just gonna quickly say hi to my mom. She's also listening. Yeah. Hi, mom. I miss you. Love you.
Aww. Miss you. Yeah. Love you. Hold on. Wait.
I love you, mom and dad.
Love all the parents out there. Shout out all the moms and dads.
Hold on. Wait. Keep talking about mom and dad.
They're great people. They take care of us.
Facts.
They send us to college.
They nurture our growth.
Aww.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That's how I feel when we talk about parents. Aww.
Oh.
I don't even know. What are you guys' hobbies outside of music? Y'all do anything? You guys have a life?
I mean,
what do you do?
I mean, we got active yesterday.
Facts. When? What? Where?
You know, we were at the field by here.
In what respect did you get active?
We were playing some football.
You guys played? You were playing?
We were playing football. Yeah, we like to play, like, on a
playground.
They
play. Well,
they love to
we
play.
Were playing.
One thing about Orange Grove, they love to play.
We love to frolic. We love to play some playtime.
We just like to spin around in, like, the wind and just run around.
About Orange Grove, they love to play. Continue, though. What? My bad. I didn't mean to interrupt.
We're just playing football, playing some soccer, you know.
That's fire. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fun time.
It was a good time.
Sounds like an extremely fun time. You guys like any other music besides rock and roll? Are you guys a heavy set rockers?
I mean,
I know y'all listen to every other type of music, like I've been on you guys, but explain.
I am like the type of person that like, it's all like mood based. Like, I like, if I'm in like a funk, I'll listen to the Smiths. I know, real cool guy.
If he's in a funk, he listens to the Smiths. What's your favorite Smith song?
Probably, Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now.
But. I was looking for a job and then I found a job.
And heaven knows
I'm miserable now.
But we're hitting that harmony, Jake. I don't even hear that.
Sean and Jake in particular.
Harmony. Wait, can you sing that again, Jake?
Probably I can't recreate that.
Come on.
Once in a lifetime.
Which part?
The part you just sang.
The end of heaven knows.
No, I was looking for a job.
I was looking for a job and then I found a job.
I can't sing.
Whoever has headphones on, I'm getting sent to heaven right now. That was beautiful. You'll hear it if you listen to it. Hopefully your mom just heard that.
She's probably going to text me about it now.
Ask her later.
Mom, did you hear that?
Did you hear the harmony we just hit, Mom? Not my mom.
They're big into funk, Jake and Sean. They break it down in the dorm room.
Breaking it down?
Yeah.
In what way?
We be getting funky.
In what way, shape, or form?
Well, this isn't really funk, but we made a house song. we connected my Mac to the TV, and like we got studio speakers, and we were messing around on Logic, and we decided to make like a house song.
Yeah. I love house music.
We made
that's
we made
crazy
club music.
Yeah.
It was lit in the dorm room. Let's just say that it was bumping.
You guys ever listen to Snow Strippers? Do you like Snow Strippers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He likes Snow Strippers.
What are they like?
It's like EDM stuff. Or not EDM, but it's like house stuff, but it's like really funny, like 2014 music, but it came out in 2024. But it's like, I'll show you a picture, wait. That, honestly, it's like all I've been listening to. Like, look at this album cover. Come here. You can't really see it, but it's like really funny.
Yeah, that's fire.
Wow.
It's super 2014 though, no?
Wow.
But it's, like they have really good songs. This album is so good.
There's a lot. Wow.
This album is crazy. You know that? Do you know that song that's like, "Monster, how could I know?" They have a cover of that.
Oh my god!
But it's like really good.
Damn.
Have you seen the Family Guy edit to that song?
I don't think I have. I
love that
video. Is it in the Peter Griffin voice? Is it like AI?
No, it's like one of those old.
Are you talking to Mike? Talk over there. Well, dude, they can barely hear you. That's what I'm saying. No one could hear you. I feel like that. You guys got anything else to say? Come on. It's SUNY Oneonta Radio. This is going to be a constant Sunday afternoon, Sunday late evening spectacular event because it's a Gen Bod thing. We're going to do interviews every Sunday. It's going to be fun. But if you all got anything else to say, come on.
Yeah,
say it now. Say it while it's hot. Say it while they're ready.
One thing that I'll say is if you are in the Oneonta area, we do have a show coming up October 12th at the Ant Hill. We would love if you guys came out.
You can't go, but you can think about going.
Okay. Yeah, don't go.
Don't go.
Don't go.
Please don't come to our show.
Don't.
We're begging
please don't.
You.
Yeah,
like,
don't.
It's really exclusive. No, no, seriously. Come far and wide.
No.
It will not be televised.
You could think about going.
Yeah, think about
it. Ponder it. Sleep on it for a bit.
You'll see it.
It's just a thought.
Y'all got Instagram? Shout out your Instagram.
At Orange Grove Band on Instagram.
You heard it here first.
TikTok
folks.
Soon.
Yeah,
TikTok is soon. On the way.
It's going to be the same username, most likely.
What is it?
At Orange Grove Band.
You heard it here first, folks. At Orange Grove Band. Any underscores, periods in that?
Nothing. Straight forward. No spaces.
You heard it here first, folks. Orange Grove live on WONY, WONY. Hello. I'm going to just do random stuff for the next 15 minutes because we have time. So enjoy, don't enjoy, maybe enjoy if you want, don't enjoy if you don't want to enjoy.
Forgotten it.
Come on!
Teenage Mojo Workout. Is the song do you get it? Sunglasses? Okay.
Yes,
and then also next round is kind of New York.
WFMU.org on your World Wide Web. Coming back pretty soon with more 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah!
You can take Salem out of the country, but you can't take the country out of Salem. You can take Salem out of the country, but you can't take the country out of Salem.
Ah!
Make a ring.
Valentine Premium. Premium ingredients, premium brewed.
Valentine, and now it's premium. It's a very special glass of beer.
Hey, get your cold beer.
Yeah.
And then before that,
what, it was Vegas?
Saw you out there at the Double Down?
Ah, Double Down, yeah.
And you're going back out to Vegas. We're all going to Vegas.
Yeah.
Don't be
yeah,
all,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
We're going. We're going out. We
go. Yeah, I want to go.
Yeah,
I'm going.
Play too.
This, yes, yeah.
It's September.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, and of course, Kill Bill. That was, you know, we went to go see that in Brooklyn, went with Billy and Miriam from Norton Records, and John and Masayo from Sato and Johnny. And,
yeah.
And when your name came on the screen at the beginning, we all went nuts. We started screaming.
That?
We started screaming when we saw the title credits, when it said the Bosley 7-8s.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I had the from the Masayo. Yeah, thank you. I'm so happy, you know.
That was the best part of the movie.
Yeah, New York friends celebrate for me about, you know, thank you.
I just want to know,
so
how come how come you weren't in any of the fight scenes?
Because
you
fight scene?
Yeah. You could have taken care of Uma Thurman. Come on.
No. Sito is very, you know, tall. You know, I'm tiny.
Uh-huh.
No. Hello. You know,
no,
maybe.
No, you couldn't.
Hello, Yoshiko. Hello, Ma. Kind of like that.
You could have done it. And then the DVD is out with the extra scenes with On Blue and stuff. That looks great.
Good job. Don't know that, you know.
Have you seen it? You've seen that.
Yes, I saw just, you know, on a tour, Red's house. And then we don't know about that. And then we saw, wow, what is that? It's great.
Yeah, you got a couple extra songs on there. And even in Kill Bill Part 2, you're at the end. You're in the end credits.
Oh, yes.
They show you again.
End row, right?
Yeah.
Kind of end row, yeah.
Yeah, at the end.
Yes.
Yeah, that was great. More movies. You got any more movies?
I have no idea.
Okay.
We must need more recording, I think. Now.
I guess so. You need to record more, but you're coming back to town in the fall.
Yeah. I want recording.
Yeah. Oh, so you're gonna record? You're gonna record some new stuff?
Well, I hope, but now it's kind of busy. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well.
Anyway.
Cool. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you when you come back in the fall.
What?
When you come back in the fall.
Yeah,
in October.
Yeah. Please come.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to play at the Mercury Lounge.
Maxwell's, right? Mercury Lounge.
And then maybe one more somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, please take it.
Yeah. That sounds cool. And you're going to go back in. You're going to do another crazy set.
Yeah. Okay. Last set.
Okay.
Last set.
Thank you, Ronnie Fujiyama.
Thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.
Expiration dates. I save money by save buying
bye.
Only what I need.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
When money's tight, visit snapedny.org. Save time, save money, eat healthy. SnapEd.